Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back to the show. This is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we break down our NFL power rankings and each of our new top fives in the National Football League. Is it storming there big time? I know you were having issues with your internet earlier. Now, looks great. Crystal clear picture, but I guess you guys were under some heavy thunderstorm issues or having some weather issues earlier?
I think the wind was blowing really hard. So I could hear like the wind howling, but like I don't think it's anything major. It was just enough to like do a little ding to the internet. So like I don't think that I'm in danger. Like maybe I should check. Because here's the weird part is that like I feel like when you used to watch TV and you have like the normal channels, it would always have like the little bottom line where it shows you, hey, thunderstorm warning, whatever, seek shelter now, you're in a tornado watch. But now people stream so much that I feel like it's not something that like you see, you kind of have to seek it out.
Yeah. No, that's true. Very true. What's the most terrified you've ever been during a storm? Like, well, you like Twister, right? Didn't you watch Twister and Twisters? So if you watch movies like that, I feel like you, well, maybe just want to be entertained. But I've always kind of had a fascination with weather somewhat. Also because my grandparents, they grew up in Archer City, Texas. And Archer City is outside of Wichita Falls. Well, Wichita Falls was victim to one of the most devastating tornadoes in United States history. And it's right there in Tornado Alley. So I remember growing up, I'd be at my grandparents' house, and they had one of those underground cellars, like where you would open up a big door and go underground, and it was all concrete where it could fit multiple people in there, and there was food for days. I mean, it was, as a kid, I'm like, what is this? Why is this here? And it's because of where they lived. So that always sticks out to me. We never had to use it. I think maybe one time there was a bad storm. Tornado maybe kind of in the area, but not too close by. And I just remember being in this concrete bunker going, where am I? And it just stood out to me.
Yeah, but at least you're safe down there. Like, it's wild to me that... So my family is from Kansas. So they all have those storm shelters that are underground. I feel like the weather patterns, like, I'm not a meteorologist, but, like, it does feel like the tornadoes have come to the south now. Where like Alabama gets tornadoes, it's Arkansas, it's Mississippi, it's Tennessee, where we've had a bunch of tornadoes. But the problem is our houses don't have storm shelters. So it feels like more people die because we're just not prepared. It just feels like the South is not prepared for anything other than college football.
That's about right. Now, the one time, I'm sure I've told you this before, the one time I was actually pretty terrified and pretty close to a tornado, this is years ago when I was in, it was downtown Austin, and there was flooding everywhere. Like, I'll never forget, there was so much flooding in the downtown area that I remember watching, like, a huge, like, dumpster just float by, which, I mean, it takes a lot of water to move a dumpster. It was just, like, floating down the road. And I was in, there was a building where just the shell of the building was being built. It was all concrete, and I was hunkered down there, and they'd pulled me out of the sports department to go cover this tornado. They were like, we need you. And I was like, okay. So I remember being on a cell phone, like hunkered down inside this halfway built business complex that is all concrete, you know, giving a weather report about a tornado that was reportedly in the area. And that was not great.
You know, you're too online when my takeaway from that story was, oh, the floating dumpster, like the GIF that people use to describe bad offenses. Jinx was there. Yes. He saw it in person. You don't understand that, right? When like somebody has a bad offensive night, it's like a dumpster floating by, they're like, there's the Panthers offense.
Right there. Interception number three. Hello, Bryce. See you, Bryce. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, somehow I don't think the Panthers are going to make the top five power rankings, but let's get to them.
Jinx and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
This is power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
All right, here we go. Always love seeing your rankings because you put them in at the last minute, which I don't care, but I never know what they're going to look like. I'm like, we're going to be close. We're going to be close. And we're pretty close. I mean, it's not exactly the hardest thing to do when you look at the NFL. I think sometimes you know, okay, these are the obvious best teams. So there's always one or two that don't quite sync up, but I feel like that's what we have here.
Well, I think in a lot of years, it feels like it should be several teams, but this year has been the hardest to power rank the NFL, I think, in like the last few years, right? Because it's not the normal contenders. Sure. And I think the theme of this week for me is that we're done leaving the light on for these teams that were like, oh, well, eventually they'll get it together. Jenks, next week is December. Next week is your birthday, I believe. Isn't it the first week of December? It's very soon. But like my point being is that we have enough of the NFL season under our belts to look at these teams like, well, at some point you're the team that you're going to be, right? So I kicked out the Chiefs, and I think I kicked out the Eagles. And I've kicked out the Bills. So it's one of those things where, like, that's the underlying theme of my rankings is that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Leaving the line on season is officially over.
At some point you say, okay, you early in the season, you say this team has a pedigree or they have the talent, and then a bad loss, you don't necessarily punish them too much. But now we're at the point in the season, like, we know who most teams are, right? Teams have identities now. So I feel like a little bit easier to say, oh, this team's legit, this team's not. So tell me what you got.
Yeah. All right. So it feels like these rankings could just be, okay, power ranking number one, the Rams. That's it. That's the only team you need to know, because it does feel like LA is standing head and shoulders above the rest of the NFL. And it feels like the only team that's really in the circle of trust, because the problem is with some of these other teams is that either they have young quarterbacks, they feel unproven in the postseason, or they have like some glaring flaw. And then you look at the teams that used to be in the circle of trust, and they have too many issues for me to put them in the top five. So we're going Rams at number one, Patriots at number two, because at some point the opposite is true, where as opposed to leaving the light on season, at some point we have to welcome the new contenders. And it does feel like the Patriots fit that bill every single week with a consistent effort from their defense, and Drake May is consistently putting up MVP numbers. Number three, gonna go with the Seahawks here. The NFC West looks like the best division in football, and it's wild to me at 8-3 that the Seahawks are going to have to come in through the wild card. But a great defense, one of the top five scoring defenses in the league. Sam Darnold puts up good numbers, and even when he doesn't, you know, this team lifts him up with that defense. And Jaxon Smith-Njigba, holy smokes, don't know if you've seen his numbers. He's having himself a season. And then number four, this is defense heavy, because the Broncos, I don't know if you've seen some of their defensive numbers, they are head and shoulders above the rest of the NFL when it comes to sacks, when it comes to all these defensive numbers. So that defense is going to carry him a long way, and maybe we get something from Bo Nix. And then finally, we're going to go with the Colts. I do think the Colts are a good team. It makes me a little nervous that Daniel Jones could certainly turn back to a pumpkin at any point. But still, it is a well-rounded team, one of the best scoring offenses in the NFL, and Jonathan Taylor is having a great season as well. So I'm going to round out the top five with Indianapolis.
All right, very good. I almost put the Colts in. I think that's the one area where we disagree. I'll go from 5-1 here. Okay. The Eagles at 5. I guess. You know, it was literally Eagles or Colts. I didn't know where to go. And I don't want to punish Indianapolis too much for that loss against the Chiefs, because there's no shame in losing on the road in Kansas City. And also, they should have won that game, right? They were up 11 points in the fourth quarter and then had four straight three and outs. You've got to convert guys on the road. So they should have gotten a dub there. I'll go with the Eagles, but they seem really dysfunctional. And of course, they're coming off giving up a 21-point lead to the Cowboys. But the talent is there. So I'll reluctantly put the Eagles at 5-4. I'm going to put the Seahawks. I'm a big believer in the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are one of those teams that, of course, they're overshadowed by the Rams a little bit, but this is a complete football team. I think the Vikings and Falcons next, so they can absolutely win both of those games. I'm a believer in Sam Darnold, and if you don't like Sam Darnold, F you. That's what one of his defensive players said a couple weeks ago after he threw three picks. They really love Sammy Darnold, but man, that is a complete team. And of course, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, like you talked about, is just an absolute monster. Then the Broncos at 3, like, they're coming to D.C. here this week. But the Broncos, sometimes it's not pretty with the Broncos. Sometimes, you know, they just kind of grind their way. But wins are wins. They've won 8 straight, and they've got a guy who's won it before in Sean Payton. I think that's huge. 2, yeah, I'm with you. Top two, absolutely the same. The Patriots, right now, Drake May is the second favorite to win the MVP. They've won 9 straight. They're 6-0 on the road as well. So when you have a team that is a road warrior like that, they can go anywhere and play anyone, then I think that speaks to how well coached that team is. And then one, I'm going with the Rams. I think yesterday we were joking around that 2 years ago, everyone was a member of the Ramily. Remember that? Us and Bet Sweats. Yes. Oh, we love the Ramily. We were just a year early on that. Just like we were a year early on Josh Allen winning MVP. But this is a team where Matthew Stafford is leading the MVP race. These guys are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. They just continue to play the best football in the National Football League. So I'm with you. Rams at number one.
Do you think the Rams are peaking too early? Like, that's my only concern with the Rams now, is that they're playing such a good brand of football, and it feels like everything is going their favor, where we see this across like the sports landscape, where it's a team that just is chugging along and they're the favorites the whole year, wire to wire. And then like either adversity strikes or they start losing in close games. So I don't know. Like, it's hard to find a flaw with the Rams, but like that would be my only concern, is that maybe they peak too soon.
I mean, it's a legitimate concern, because there's still a lot of football left to play. But I will say this, like, these teams are – not all these teams are going to win down the stretch. Like, some of these teams are going to lose. That's the National Football League. So it's the way it goes. Neither of these teams is going to go, what? I'm terrible with math this early in the morning. But what, 6-0 down the stretch or 0-5, right? Like, they will drop a game or two, but you can still play good, consistent football, and that's really the key, right? You want to play high-level football, even if you drop one along the way, so you go into the playoffs at least playing the way you have during the regular season. Coming up next, Jonas Show. All right, well, a little romantic, at least for what we do on this show. Hand out some first impression roses for week 13. That is Shel Semester. I'm Michael Jenkins. Hour 2 coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.